Hello, everyone, and welcome to the, what's this podcast called?
The Logan Podcast.
So, I think we're still trying to decide on a name, but this is just a podcast of a dad and a kid who's stuck at home in the era of COVID-19 quarantine. So we've been spending a lot of time at home and just wanted to take the opportunity to talk about what's happening, just really just get out there and talk a little bit about how we're feeling and just really document the experience. So I'm Daddy and this is
Logan.
And it's been made very clear to me that I'm the co-host and the main host is Logan. So Logan is a first grader. We live in Northern Virginia. And Logan, would you say that, what's it been like so far being stuck at home?
I like it.
And why do you like it?
Because it's fun staying at home because I don't like school.
You don't like school?
Sometimes I do.
What do you mean sometimes?
Because I get to see my friends.
And what else?
Play recess.
Okay. What about the other stuff that you do at school?
The other stuff is like when I do writing and PE and then music.
What do you like about those things?
I like PE because sometimes when we get to do games, there's the games, like my favorite games are Cat in the Hat. Because I like that game because it's fun and you get to go on a roller skate and people have pool noodles and they have to tag you.
So, sounds like you're doing pretty well with no school, but is there anything that you wish was different?
Wash your hands more!
And why do you think you should wash your hands more?
So you don't get coronavirus.
So, are you saying that because Daddy's been telling you to wash your hands a lot?
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't know.
It's okay to not know. What have you enjoyed the most about this time being stuck at home?
To play with my stuffies and to play with Daddy and Mommy and Lex.
Oh, that's nice. So one of the things that's been kind of hard for Daddy is that we don't know how long this is going to last. So right now, I think we're in about day 9 of the school closure. But in my head, I'm thinking this could actually last a few months. So we may start to run out of activities to do. But is there anything that you're worried about right now?
I don't know.
You don't know? And it's okay to not know. But what is it that you think you would want to do the most in the coming months if we are stuck at home together?
Go camping and have fun.
Go camping and have fun. That's interesting. I guess camping is somewhat self-isolation. But yeah, we'll see. I know spring break is right around the corner, but we may or may not get to actually have a traditional spring break. So,
I wanted to do camping for a reason because we went 2 times, but I want to go again because it was fun.
What was so fun about it?
When it was raining and Daddy had to cook food, and then we went inside the tent to eat. That was my favorite part.
And why did you like that so much?
Because you get to eat inside the tent, and we normally don't do that.
But we eat inside the house all the time.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing of being in the tent when it's raining.
That's cool. So what do you think you'll remember the most about this time?
I think I'll usually remember the fun stuff, because the fun stuff, I usually remember the fun stuff, because if it's fun stuff, you do a lot of things, and it makes me really energetic. So that makes me, it like, it, so when I do it, it makes me remember because it was fun to me.
So, was there anything that happened that wasn't fun?
I don't know.
That's cool. I'm glad you have selective memory. That's good. That's a good survival mechanism. Do you miss your classmates and your teachers?
I do.
What do you miss about them?
I miss because I like to play with them at recess.
If you could tell your teacher or your classmates anything, what would you want to tell them?
That I miss them.
And what do you miss about them specifically? Because that's very important, you know? You can say things like, oh, I miss you. But it's actually sometimes very helpful to be specific. So what do you miss about your classmates and your teachers?
Because I haven't seen them in a long time.
And you may not see them for a while. So what do you miss about them?
Because I miss them because I like to play with them sometimes. And sometimes I like to talk to them, but right now we're at home and I can't do that. But I can still do that to my parents.
That's true. But talking to your parents is probably not as fun as talking to your friends, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because talking to your friends, it's more, I like talking to your friends because when I talk to my friends, they agree on most things that I say.
Oh, they agree with you and that's why you like talking to them?
Yeah.
That's not a very good reason.
But it still is a reason.
It is indeed a reason, but that's not a very good reason because, in fact, you probably want your friends to disagree with you once in a while. And the fact that mommy and daddy disagree with you is a good thing because it means you're being challenged. So we made a list earlier in the week of activities that we wanted to do during this time of self-quarantining. What were some of those activities that you wrote about?
One of the activities was playing tic-tac-toe and making a t-shirt. And then another one was doing a FIFA challenge. And I like my favorite. I have more, but I want to tell you that my favorite one is the FIFA challenge because I like soccer. And also,
it's okay. It's okay if you forgot the others. So why do you like soccer so much?
Because I did soccer, and it's fun to do soccer because I like my soccer coach, and I also like my soccer teammates. And I like soccer because when I'm doing soccer with my coach, sometimes as a warm-up, he does games like tag or king of the middle.
I'm actually kind of disappointed that soccer season hasn't started as well, but obviously we understand why it hasn't started. Who is your favorite soccer player?
Logan.
Logan? Okay, so after yourself, who is your favorite soccer player? Any professional players that you like?
Son.
Son? Well, who does Son play for?
Tottenham.
Do you think that you play at Son's level at Tottenham?
No one really can, though.
Why not?
Because no one's exactly the same as Son.
That's true. But no one is also exactly the same as you, right? What do you think?
Yeah.
So we could say that nobody plays exactly the same level as Logan or anyone. Do you think that we should still have soccer practice?
Yeah.
More one-on-one training in the age of social distancing?
I like doing a scrimmage, though.
So do you want to scrimmage against Daddy?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll win?
I don't know.
Why not?
Because Daddy's older.
Daddy is older, but Daddy's still pretty fast for an old guy, right?
You're not that old, though.
That's true. Thank you, Logan. I'm not that old. What does that old mean to you?
grandpa.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not a grandpa. It's way too early for me to be a grandpa. I hope not to be a grandpa for a very long time. What do you think about the exercise that we've been doing every day? How do you feel about that?
I like it, but sometimes I don't, because sometimes my stomach hurts.
Oh, why do you like it?
I like it because that one day when I was supposed to beat what I did last time, I was supposed to do like less than 13, but instead I beat what you're supposed to do instead of what I'm supposed to do.
So we've been trying to run a mile every day and track the time and try to track improvements in our time. So the first day that Logan ran. Logan, how much time did it take that first time?
I think it was 13.
Yeah, it was 13 minutes. And Logan wasn't trying very hard. And so I wanted to make sure that we can make small improvements every day. But the second time we ran, Logan, tell everyone what your time was.
9 minutes
and 20 seconds. So that was a pretty ridiculous improvement. But more than the improvement, it tells me that Logan wasn't trying very hard the first time. So I'm glad that we're staying active and we're still maintaining a safe distance from everyone. Logan, what would you tell people about coronavirus?
That it's bad and it's a virus that does it harms a lot. And you have to go to the doctors. I don't like coronavirus because it does bad stuff. And people have a really high chance of dying. Mostly old people, though.
That's true. The statistics are a little bit all over the place. But I would say that most people don't have a good chance of dying. But you're right, Logan. Older people do have a higher risk of adverse effects to the virus. But you know, this is probably going to be our new reality for a while. So it's good for us to stay calm, stay safe, and just really be as smart as possible. What's one of the things that Daddy's been telling you that, you know, sometimes Daddy gets a little bit upset about this, but what's something that you do that drives Daddy a little bit crazy?
Touching my face.
Touching your face and what?
I don't know.
And also licking your fingers. Yeah. So obviously, I know you're just a kid and you're just in first grade. But you know, at this time, we want to use this as an opportunity to one, really perfect our hand washing technique, and two, to maybe not touch our face as much because, you know, no matter what. Whether there's a risk of coronavirus or not, it's actually good to wash your hands very well and also to not touch your face. That just means that you'll be healthier for longer, and it's generally a good thing.
But I have a really, 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 really low risk of dying because I'm only 7.
That's true. That is true, but Daddy also wants you to stay healthy and, you know, if you don't have to be sick, there's no reason to be sick, right?
No.
Yeah. So, but all that makes sense. Are you afraid at all?
Not really.
That's good. My deepest wish for you is so for you to not be afraid and to stay healthy and to continue to be happy and fearless and all that stuff. Anything else you want to say to your friends or...
Nothing.
Anything you want to complain about?
Coronavirus.
Just coronavirus?
Spreading? Uh-huh.
What would you like to see happen in the next couple weeks?
For the coronavirus to stop.
And what do you think has to happen for the coronavirus to stop?
People to wash their hands more.
That's good. So I think we've talked enough for the first episode of this podcast. What do you think?
Yes.
We'll try to put this out every week that schools are still closed. So Daddy personally is hoping that this is a limited series podcast where maybe there's like three episodes, but I think mentally I'm prepared to for this to be six episodes or maybe nine episodes, and I don't even want to start to think about what happens if we start thinking about a second season of this. But I'm glad that we're able to spend time together. I'm glad that you have a selective memory and that you're only remembering the good things about this time. But yeah, no, I think there's a part of this that Daddy feels very happy about, because it means that we can spend time together. What about you, Logan?
Good.
What do you mean good?
I mean good because this is the first time doing the podcast, and it's going really well for me.
Why is it going really well for you?
Because nothing really went wrong in this first episode.
Oh, really? What do you think would be something that means it's going poorly?
Blah, blah, blah.
But you didn't really blah, blah, blah.
Hey.
All right, Logan. So, all right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next week. But in the meanwhile, stay safe, stay sane,
and wash your hands. Bye.